Revelation Drop by Drop by Adam C. Olson, Church Magazines. Luis Andres Varela watches closely as a drop of water collects at the end of a stalactite in the caves of Taulabe in Honduras. Each drop makes the stalactite grow by adding a little more to what previous drops have left behind. But Luis sees more than just a stalactite. He sees a lesson about himself. Stalactites grow drop by drop, he says. That's how our testimonies grow too. The Holy Ghost teaches us little by little. Each drop helps us grow in knowledge about the gospel. See 2 Nephi, chapter 28, verse 30. Luis remembers such an event in his life. One day, while his family was reading the scriptures, he felt a calm, reassuring feeling that what he was reading was true. I'm only 14, but I know that I've received revelation because I have felt the Holy Ghost telling me the church is true and Joseph Smith is a prophet, he says. Maybe I haven't received a lot yet. I'm still like a very small stalactite. But if I do what I should so I can receive revelation, my knowledge and testimony will continue to grow. Luis says going to church, attending seminary, studying the scriptures, and fasting and praying all prepare us to receive revelation upon revelation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 61. If I do these things, he says, my faith, like those stalactites, can stretch from here to heaven. Scripture, I will give unto the children of men, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, and blessed are those who hearken unto my precepts, for they shall learn wisdom. For unto him that receiveth, I will give more. 2 Nephi, chapter 28, verse 30. End of the article, Revelation Drop by Drop, by Adam C. Olson.